Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I am glad you are a part of our ongoing journey together and that you have chosen to come back for the start of what I promise will be an exciting, informative, and convicting week together in the Word of God. As you know, we are in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans at verse 28. We are on our way to verses 29 and 30, but in order to understand those, we have to first understand and apply verse 28. Verses go in order for a reason. In the English language, and reading from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB, Romans 8 verse 28 reads as follows, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." But listen to how this begins in the Greek language. "And we know that to the ones loving God, all things work together for good." As we have said, the ones loving God comes first. The people who know that God causes all things to work together for good are the people who love God, who are called according to His purpose. And this raises two questions. I mentioned these on Friday. First, why do we love God? Second, how do we love God? And specifically, how do we love God in the way He wants to be loved? Or, as I personalize this question for myself, what does it mean to love God, and how do I know I am loving God? You can ask these same questions of yourself. In fact, I hope you will. My intention is to answer this, and to do so soon. But let's first answer, why do we love God? And the answer is right here in front of us in the text. Answer, the explanation for why we love God is that we have been called to love God. The explanation for why we love God is that we have been called to love God. Calling. Remember how I put together the three parts? We, with those who love God, with who are called. The Apostle Paul makes this very plain. Those who love God are those who have been called by God. And I hope you were with us last week when I said that if you do not love God, then you hate God. That is the dividing line God has put down in this verse, the division between those who love Him and those who hate Him. And we said the Bible is clear about this. For example, Romans chapter 8 and verse 7. All you have to do is shift your eyes back up the page to verse 7 of Romans 8, and you will read, "The mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so." There is the hostility, the hatred toward God that comes from all of us. Everyone born into sin hates God. Now, that may sound too harsh for you or people you know, but that is the truth according to the Bible. But then how can it be that some of us love God? I love God, and I know many of you do too. How? We no longer hate God, but we love God. How is this even possible? Here is how. God calls us to love Him. Calling. I do not want to spend long on this word called or calling because I have covered this before here on God Is. Let me put it to you this way. In Scripture, there are two meanings to calling. In both of these, God is the one calling out to people. The first is what we can say is a general call. The second is a particular call. Let's say that you, as a Christian, take the commands of Jesus Christ seriously, and you read this in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 15. Jesus says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." You correctly interpret this to mean that it is the responsibility of every Christian to preach the gospel to every person. And so you have a group of friends who are not believers, and you know they need to hear the gospel explained to them. And so you think, what can I do? And as you pray about this, the Spirit of God gives you an idea to invite these friends of yours to your home, to serve them dinner, and to share with them the good news of the gospel. And so the evening arrives, and five of your friends come in, and since everybody knows everybody, it's a great time. As you settle in for the meal, you begin to tell them all about the gospel. You talk about how Jesus died for their sins according to the Bible, that Christ was buried and then raised to life on the third day, and you will urge each of your friends to believe this good news for themselves. You give a testimony about how Jesus has delivered you from your sins, which are many, and you articulate how Christ will do the same for them if they will believe in him by faith alone. Well, so far, the Holy Spirit is using you to give God's general call to these friends of yours. Each of these five hear the call of the gospel. What they hear is biblical truth. They came into your home hating God, and you are giving them an opportunity to love God. Your words are penetrating their ears. You are fulfilling the command of Jesus in your life as you faithfully love these people and care enough about them to share the gospel. Who says preaching is only for the pastor on Sunday mornings? In this environment, you are the preacher. You are declaring the gospel just as you should. Meanwhile, all over the world, literally, other Christians are doing what you are doing. We are also telling our family and friends this same truth. The general call of God goes forth everywhere. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14, "For many are called." This is a general call. God is calling all people everywhere to repent of their sin, to believe in Jesus for the forgiveness of sin, and to love him. But here is the painful reality. Most people who hear this call of God, people who hear God calling, men and women everywhere who hear this gospel, they reject it. They say it's not for them. They refuse to repent of sin. They refuse to serve Christ as Lord. And they refuse to love God. They continue to hate God. And your heart aches as four of your five friends with you that night do exactly this. They refuse your message. The general call of God has gone out, but the call has been rejected. However, there is something that makes your heart rejoice and be glad. One of your five friends hears this same gospel call and believes it. He accepts that he is indeed a sinner in desperate need of the forgiveness of Christ in his life. He is compelled to stay late into the night after everyone has left, and you and your friend sit down together as you have the honor of talking with him about who Jesus is and what he has done for him. In the middle of the night, that very night, you shall never forget it, he sets out in his own discipleship of the Lord Jesus. And it is still your honor and joy to walk alongside him, teaching this new brother in Christ all that you know about God. Here is the second meaning the scripture gives to calling, This is the particular call. The whole time, unbeknownst to you, God had singled out this friend to accept your message of the gospel. As you spoke, the Holy Spirit sovereignly and supernaturally transformed the inner man. God did something only God can do. He called this man, and this man answered the call and became one of God's people, a sinner fully redeemed by Jesus Christ. The general call of God went out and was rejected by four, but the particular call went out to this man in particular, and he accepted it. The theologian's word is effectual. The particular call is an effectual call. The call of God is effective. It takes effect in his life. And thanks be to God for this. The particular call, the effectual call, compels this new believer into loving God. He has been moved from one side of the dividing line to the other. He crossed the line. Once he hated God, but now he loves God. And he loves God because he was called by God to love God. I want to make certain you get this, so I will repeat it. Once the new believer hated God, but now he loves God, and he loves God because he was called by God to love God. Do you understand? This friend could not love God until God gave him a particular, an effectual call. Well, no wonder Paul says, to those who love God, to those who are called. Romans 8:28. More tomorrow on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.